This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Nice. Here we go.
Thank you.
A brief bio. How much time do I have?
If we are to stick to time, you don't really want the answer to that, but it's 6 minutes.
Right. Fine. Well, actually...
But we did start late, in fairness to everyone.
Are we alive and kicking, so to speak?
This is one problem with an iPad. You've got to sort of configure it and reconfigure it for everyone else who doesn't possess.
Well, I think I came with about 50 PowerPoint slides, so and I'm in transition to becoming a proper speaker and presenter and a conversationalist, but I'm still stuck in PowerPoint mode.
I was just dividing 6 minutes by 50.
Yeah, that's right. So I tend to hide behind the slides, so this gives me a good excuse to skip through quite a few of the slides and arrive at some provocations. The initial slides, which you're about to see,
floor is yours.
The Knowledge Transfer Network for the Creative Industries is funded by the Technology Strategy Board, and we've been in existence for 2 years with 3,000 members. And I want to talk a little bit about our landscape and our portfolio of work before I went on to what I thought would be more interesting for this audience and this conversation today, which is around the creative industries engaging with all kinds of knowledge, all kinds of knowledge transfer. And by talking about knowledge transfer, we're very much talking about the formal world of knowledge transfer, the products that are funded in different ways through different mechanisms to drive innovation forward across many sectors in the UK. The creative industries now need to be part of that game, but there is a disconnect. And I wanted to explore a little bit our perception on what the disconnect is and some of the issues that are coming out of our work that, in a sense, guide our thinking, but are really meant to trigger broader conversations about how we can kind of pick up our game, particularly in the HEI sector. Slide one, but I'll skim through these, I promise. Consortium, University of the Arts London, Imperial Reba Tiger. I'm from the University of the Arts London. We're funded by the TSB as part of their broader portfolio of support to the creative industries, which takes the form of knowledge transfer partnerships, which you may be familiar with, collaborative R&D funding, and ourselves. Our landscape is a large landscape, the 13 sectors, and we're exploring their relationship with different areas of technology. But I think it's fair to say that now we have a much stronger alignment with digital convergence and metadata. I'm very good in conversation, so I'm more than happy to answer questions afterwards, which if you have any queries that crop up. We're positioning ourselves as a catalyst for interdisciplinary communities. I mean, the mashup is really powerful, and I think mashup is very much about what we're about. And that really means bringing people together who may not have met before, whether it's fashion, architects, universities, different disciplines to explore the future. We're looking about exploring what the future innovation opportunities look like from a business perspective. And we have a portfolio of many projects, which some of which have been completed now, and other ones are kicking off, and we have a program of work until July next year. So it's a very rich time for us and a very rich time to engage with us. We're about signposting and awareness raising and funding opportunities, and very much about facilitating new projects and new partnerships and new investments. And I think, again, this echoes with needing to demonstrate value add now from our kinds of networks. And increasingly that takes the form of hard metrics. But there's also a very strong case for the softer side of networking and innovation and community building, which we think is very important. We work nationally across the UK with a range of different partners, from the creative industries, from HEIs, from government. And it's a fantastic role to be in because we're completely open. We need partners to work and to be effective. So we're very much about partnership working. A quick overview of our projects. Completed the Future of Digital Distribution and Experience. It's online now, Unlocking Knowledge Transfer, which I'll talk a little bit about. Underway, we are exploring what the new tools around digital collaboration and digital creativity will mean for businesses. And we basically go on a journey over 6 months to generate baselines and future scenarios and turn those scenarios into investment opportunities. And then our aim is to link that into funding and knowledge transfer. We have other projects in the pipeline around the creative industries and sustainability and climate change. We have an event this Wednesday where we're kicking that off. Again, about connecting creative industries to broader challenges and social issues. new materials, creativity in other sectors, metadata, digital convergence, global markets, and also looking at co-design, IP and open source, which is critical, virtual and physical interfaces, again, which is a very important area of opportunity for the creative businesses across different sectors. I mean, going back one slide, which I won't do again, I promise. Three slides. I think what's important, again, it was echoed in an earlier comment about silos and our need to work across different sectors, different technology domains. And one of the interesting challenges for us is that each of those sectors, in a sense, has a different dialect, a different language, as does the technology side of the equation. So one of our real challenges, which I've become increasingly aware of, is to communicate and to communicate across these silos, because truthfully, the opportunities are convergent. Working together is not... You can't opt out of working together. You can't opt out of being collaborative in the new future digital world. That's just a very broad landscape of where the creative industries, we feel they can connect with our topics. And again, convergence and cross-cutting, cross-silo working is very much part of our DNA. Forgive me for kind of skimming through this, but I wanted to give everyone a chance to ask questions. Our social networking platform, an interesting issue there. A new generation is coming through, the Facebook generation. Again, social networking, connecting virtually, is not something that is challenging. It's something they do naturally, and we are embracing that space. For very practical reasons, creative industries are micro and small businesses scattered across the UK. It's not possible to reach them through having a limited number of events, albeit in Glasgow or Edinburgh, Belfast or Cardiff. We have to reach out to people wherever they are and suit their needs and their wants as to when they want to access information, when they want to connect with us, not when we think it's best to connect with them. So the social networking platform for us is a work in progress, but we believe this is fundamentally very important to our networking journey. We have events too, a number of which are coming up or have been completed, which is basically to help provide information to creative businesses and to facilitate speed dating in advance of funding calls. But what I really wanted to arrive at was a provocation. Unlocking knowledge transfer, this is the project we've just completed. We go through a journey which involves baseline work, interviewing experts, online consultation, scenarios, workshops, and then producing a report and actions. The knowledge transfer one was a very important one for us because it's fundamental to our title and it's fundamental to our work. And I wanted just to kind of explore the topic from the point of view of the creative industry's engagement with all types of knowledge, not just technology, but also arts and humanities. The challenge that the creative industry should be leading the knowledge economy, but there is a disconnect for different reasons. And we've explored some of these issues around the disconnect. Liz Rosenthal runs a fantastic event in London every year, the Cutting Edge Content Generators, which are cross-platform. They're working in the social networking space, in games, on film, on video, to generate new business models and new content. This is the future for a large part of our digital economy. The vast majority of people in my field wouldn't know what knowledge transfer is. And I think that, to me, was a provocation, and it highlighted one of our challenges, which really is around the language we use and the way we communicate and our offer. And that's something I think we all need to reflect on and find better ways of reaching out, of articulating where the value is in this world of knowledge transfer and engaging with universities and other knowledge hubs. We arrived at a map of possibilities based on existing good practice and possible good practice. But it was fundamentally about identifying what works and profiling and showcasing. Not just to each other, not to university to university, but very much the industry bodies and the creative businesses themselves. Storytelling, I think, and I come from a University of the Arts London, so I'm from a business development world. I come from a knowledge transfer world where we're seeking to engage businesses with our offer regularly, and we have a number of different ways they can engage as a driver to their business plan, their business innovation in product and services. But I don't think we're very good at storytelling. I don't think we're very good at articulating what an amazing possibility getting involved with knowledge transfer is from a business perspective. And I think as a knowledge transfer network, we have to pick up our game in that space. and become much better storytellers, much better way, if I'm different ways of communicating, and particularly around the digital and the content, the poetry in the pipes, that's where the synergies can be critical to product and service innovation. Very often, those two communities, the poets and the plumbers, have different languages, different nuances, different architecture in terms of understanding problems and challenges and coming together. So I think we need to find new ways of bringing communities together around the offer. New tools, new ways of engaging, becoming much more responsive to business need, digital business needs, which are much more faster paced very often than the traditional knowledge transfer products and services are kind of planned against. Looking what business to businesses do already in terms of how businesses innovate between themselves and finding ways of using that experience and that learning to kind of, again, find and explore new ways of reaching out. And becoming much more connected to industry bodies. We have two as part of our core group, but we need to work much more closely with Tiger, who represent the games industry, Reba, the architects. We need to reach out and bring them into the equation and to become much more open and find and understand what their needs are for their from their community's point of view. This was Stefan, who's the director of the Distance Lab in Inverness, and I think around collaborations, around mashups, at the heart of it, around the digital, at the heart of it is a very old challenge, which is about human interaction. And it's very interesting on the social networking side. Build it and they will not come. And why should they come to your new social networking platform, albeit with amazing content and amazing opportunities? Because fundamentally, we still interact in a very traditional human way, which is all about sussing each other out and developing trust and high trust relationships. And those become the base on which then you can build upon. So the relationship in terms of building networks and building partnerships and collaborations and understanding is very much about this mix between the physical, the human relationship side of it, and using these new opportunities that the digital can provide for our community. So my apologies for skimming through that so quickly. But hopefully there is a provocation there. I'm very much happy to discuss that with you. But Liz's comment, I think Liz's quote is quite telling. From our mission's point of view, the vast majority of people in her community, one of the most cutting-edge communities, digital communities, doesn't really understand what we're about. And that's a challenge for myself and our team. In a sense, she was speaking from behalf of her whole community. She's very supportive of mine, but I think we need to pick up our game. Sorry for my skimming through.
No, well done.
You did very well.